My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Blake Farenthold. He represents the Lone Star State's 27th Congressional District, and he's also a member of the House Oversight Committee. That's where the investigation really began last year into the operation known as Fast and Furious, the gunwalking plan that either went horribly awry or simply got exposed, depending on how you look at the whole operation. And now, of course, there's a growing push from Republicans in both the House and Senate for the resignation of Attorney General Eric Holder. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, good to be with you again.
So far right now, there's, as I said, been a growing call for his resignation. At this point, they've all come from Republicans, although from what we're hearing, there could be at least a couple dozen, if not more, Democrats who would vote for a contempt of Congress citation that I know your committee's working on. Where do you see this all standing right now?
Well, you know, my hope is the Attorney General will take Chairman Issa's offer of let's get together and work it out so we can get the information we need before we bring the country to what is, for all practical purposes, a constitutional crisis and a battle between two branches of government that we just don't need to be having.
The ranking member of your committee, Congressman Cummings of Maryland, has asked the chairman to back off on the contempt charge. What was his explanation for that, and what do you make of his efforts to delay this?
Well, unfortunately, you got some Democrats that are circling the wagon around Eric Holder, the Department of Justice, and the White House. But this isn't a, you know, when this first came out, if you go back and look at the tapes of the early committee hearings, the outrage of the Democrats and what was going on with Fast and Furious was there. And unfortunately, it's gotten politicized, which is getting in the way of us getting the information that we need to make sure that something like this doesn't happen again, and getting us the information that we need so that Agent Brian Terry's family can know what's happened and get some closure on this.
We're talking with Texas Republican Congressman Blake Farenthold. And sir, we saw it yesterday at the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's happened before your committee, where the Attorney General has basically said allegations that he lied to Congress, intentionally withheld information, knew about the gunwalking operation rather than being the one to put a stop to it, was simply false. What do you make of his contention, essentially, that he's not the villain here, but someone who acted responsibly?
Well, we've got some whistleblowers have provided some documents to us, some wiretap applications that certainly make it clear that information crossed the desk of some of his senior lieutenants in the DOJ. And, you know, I guess you don't read stuff you sign at your peril. I mean, that's the best case. The worst case is they knew exactly what was in there and let it go on.
And so what do you expect to happen here? Walk us through what your committee's about to do.
I think next week we will have the contempt of Congress come out of the Government Oversight and Reform Committee. I think it'll pass that committee because I guarantee you the majority members are frustrated with the lack of cooperation from the DOJ. Then it'll go to the House floor. We'll vote contempt, and the contempt doesn't need to go through the Senate. It'll just come out of the House. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Normally, after a contempt of Congress is voted, it's turned over to the Justice Department to be prosecuted. So are we going to have the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia going after his boss? It's going to be interesting to see how that conflict shakes out. And I'm not sure we have any plans there.
Where are we in the information gathering here? I know there's a lot more documents that you believe the committee needs to see. Do you think that there might be some sort of give from the Attorney General as we get closer to the vote on the contempt citation?
Yeah, their modus operandi is to do a document dump at the last minute. And I think that would be, there are thousands of documents. Dump half of them on us and then keep half of them back, and we've delayed it even further. That's my prediction as to what's going to happen is a last-minute document dump that's going to stall this even more, because their MO is stonewall and stall.
What do we know still about, if we have this information, what we know about where the guns still are, the threat they still pose, and so forth?
Well, you know, the guns have crossed the border into Mexico. We've alienated our relationship with various agencies in Mexico. It's a friendly country. It's our neighbor. I'm right now today I'm in Brownsville, not a stone's throw from Mexico, and the frustration in Mexico is palpable. They have much stricter gun laws than we do, and a country that they've been working with on the war on drugs lets these guns come in. It's just really a bad thing.
There's a report, sir, that about 31 Democrats may sign on with this contempt citation. Have you talked with any of them? And what are they saying about what's the conversation is within their caucus?
We're in constituent work period now, so I am down in South Texas, so I have not talked to any of my colleagues about it. But it makes sense that a relatively large number of Democrats, this is not a partisan issue. Congress has the constitutional authority to investigate the outdoor agencies of government. We've seen this go on for decades. You know, I remember growing up with the Pentagon Papers and Nixon. I mean, this is what Congress does. It's settled law, and we are the people that fund this. We are the watchdogs of the taxpayers' money. We deserve and have the right to know how that money is being spent and to conduct oversight over the government. That's what we were elected to do.
Congressman, we'll be watching the actions of your committee in the full House in the days to come. Thank you very much for updating us today.
My pleasure.
Texas Republican Congressman Blake Farenthal represents his state's 27th congressional district. He's also a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.